Colossae? Let's quickly review what we've discussed until now. This is the final shiur, if you will, in this Mar Makom sheet. Some new sheets will be given out, hopefully before Shabbos, for those who want to prepare ahead. Let us review what we've done until now. Okay, let's chaz, time for Chiluch Hazor. So we began by discussing the question, whether the Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is the Oraisa or the Rabbonah. On the Aflamad Vav and Masech the Gittin, we saw machlokos between the Rabbonah and the Rebbe, whether there is a link between Shemitah and Yovel. We all agree there's no Yovel nowadays. Does that mean that Shemitah is limited to what the Rabbonah, is what Rebbe seems to say? And the Rabbanan seems to disagree. So therefore, it seems to be machlokas tanoim, where the Shemitah b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa or the Rabbanan. That's our first statement. However, as we pointed out, there can be two other reasons why Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan. One of them is that it was the Rabbanan, not just now, it was the Rabbanan a long time ago. It was the Rabbanan going back to Bayis Sheni, because there's a lack of Bias Kulchen. Comes out from the time of the Churban Bias Rishon, it's been the Rabbon. Had it depend upon Yovel, even earlier was the Rabbon. Because Gemara says in Erechin that the Shvatim were taken into Golos at the very end of the Bias Rishon. So already from then it was the Rabbon. Okay, so that's Chazar again. If it's based upon Yovel, then it was the Rabbon starting from the end of Bias Rishon. If it's based upon the fact that the second Kedusha lacked Bias Kulchem, then it was the Rabbanah from the time of Churban Bias Rishon. If it's based, the third possibility, that the Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, Lo Kishel Asad Lavo, that's also Batal, then it's the Rabbanah starting from Churban Bias Sheni. Everyone's clear? Clear? Everything got it clear? Okay, gotta go back to the basics. Okay. So there are really four opinions. Some say it's Doraisa. The Ramban seem to say it was Doraisa. It seems, I would guess, I think that Rov Rishonim hold is the Rabbanan because of the lack of Yovel. The Rambam says it's the Rabbanan because of the lack of Bias Kulchem. Maybe because of Yovel as well, but that's a different story. And the Sefer HaTrumah is the one who said that it's batal because of batal kedusha sa'aretz, lo kitzlosh level. Of course, you understand that the laws of bias kulchem and lo kitzlosh level are not shmita dikah dinim, but are they? They're general dinim in the midst of tluyas baretz. They apply to Trumah, they apply to meiser, as opposed to the comparison to yovel, which is limited to shmita. Right? Just wanted this basic stuff. Everyone got it clear? Everyone good? Right? Just want to make sure you're on board. Good. Now, stage two. Another Gemara Gittin. This one of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Where does it dispute whether Yesh Kinyan La'akam or Ein Kinyan La'akam Afkia Midei Meiser? Rabba says Ein. Rabba Loza says Yesh. And the Psak of the Rambam seems to be that Ein Kinyan La'afkia. Okay, so therefore, what does that mean on a simple level? It means that if a goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael and produce is produced there, and subsequently, details to be discussed, comes to the hands of a Jewish person, according to Rabbi Lazar, no problem. Yesh kinyan lafkia. According to Rabbi, no, it is a problem. And if you don't take Shmaisa, you're in trouble. That's what we call Tevel, which is prohibited. Okay? Fine. Says the Gemara, the last few lines of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, enough on the Braisa, which seems to say, Yesh Kinyan, Akasha against Rabba. Answers the Gemara, Surya. Kosova Kibish Yochadosh Me Kibish. Surya. Says Rashi, Surya the Masa the Day Mid Rabbanon. Whoa. So now we have a precedent that although normally we say Ein Kinyan, when it comes to the Rabbanon, such as Syria, Yesh Kinyan. The open question now becomes, how far could we extend that? That's a Gemara. Could we extend it to other Rabbanons? Let's go through the checklist. go through the checklist. One is, going backwards chronological order, one is there's no Kedusha Bizman Hazeh in general, because on the level of the Raisa, because but the Kedusha is Ezra. That's a Sefer HaTruma. So the Sefer HaTruma seems to say, in that somewhat enigmatic passage, which is not clear, maybe we should apply the principle of Yesh Kinyan Anarcho Lafkia. Nowadays, the Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, is the Rabbanon, because Lo Kish Lasa Lava on the level of Daraisa, it's comparable to Surya. It's unclear in the Sefer HaTruma whether, since he says Efsha, Suffolk, maybe, what's Pshat, maybe? Maybe we should break down the comparison between Surya and Eretz Yisrael Zman Hazeh, or maybe we should break down the comparison between Trumas and Maestris and Bikurim, which is the Sukkim Mem Zayin, and Shvius. Why? I mentioned really yesterday that Trumas, Maestris, and Bikurim are mitzvahs, and Shvius, it's arguable, is primarily an Isser. So we saw it before in Chazanish, the opening page of the Chazanish, page 1, he has a lot to say in Shvius. Opening page, Simon Aleph, Siv Gimel, he discusses this, that perhaps we should not apply the principle of Yesh Kinyan, the Narchi Lafkiyah, with respect to Shvius. Why not? Because it's fundamentally an Isser, not fundamentally a mitzvah. I, Toysvis, and Avsamach Beza Menalov suggest in one teretz that we should say Yesh Kinyan with respect to Shvius. Chazanish says very nicely, Ein Laze Hechreach B'Gemara. The other Tosfos in 2 days argue on this Tosfos, Avsamach Beza, as we saw yesterday. So this is a fascinating question. Whether, so the Sefer Truma is Mesupik, either because maybe Eretz Yisrael nowadays is more Chomer than Surya, or because maybe Shemitah is more Chomer than Truma's Maestris and Bikur. With me so far? Oh. What about if you hold that it's Drabona because of the lack of Bias Kulchan? So we discussed at some length that that's a significant question. Because according to Reb Chaim, the lack of Bias Kulchan is not a purely extrinsic technical detail. It lacks somewhat in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael proper. And therefore it's arguable, at least, that Yesh Kenyan Lafkia should apply to Shemitah, again, assuming it applies to Shemitah Bechlal, it should apply from the time of Churban Bayis Rishon and on, throughout Bayis Sheni. I would do with the Gemara. So the Gemara is not a problem, because the Gemara is Machlokos Rabba and Rabba Lozot, Amoroyim. They lived after Kol HaKitzim. They lived after Yovel stopped, lived after Bayis Rishon stopped, and after Bayis Sheni stopped. And they're still arguing about whether Yesh or Ein Kinyan. How the Sefer Truma suggests that Yesh Kinyan is Manazet, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machlokos Yesh or Ein Kinyan within the contemporaneous period, presumably, and it's different than Surya. So for this reason, on a simple level, the Sefer Truma is difficult. One more time. Sefer Truma says, just as the Gemara has in Masechta Gittin Mem Zayin in the bottom, when it comes to Surya, Yesh Kinyan, Rashi says, it's the Rabbanon. So you begin to wonder, well, what about the whole Gemara discussing earlier about Eretz Yisrael? It's also the Rabbanon. So one might argue, no, it's the best way out. The Gemara holds Kedusha Shnia Kishalas Lava, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Just so happens, we don't pass it that way. We pass it according to the Sefer Truma against this Gemara on different reasons. We pass in that Kedusha Shnia according to the Sefer Truma is Batel. And we had a whole list of people who agree with him. Not just a Das Yochid. A Rashba and a Ritva and Yavam and Pei Beis, and the list goes on. A Tash Beis, Chela Gimel, Sima Kuf Tzadik Tes. The list goes on. Everyone follow me so far? We're just going over this. Fine. If you say that Shemitah is Rabbanan exclusive because of the reason that there's no Yovel, then almost everyone will agree that you cannot say that just because it's the Rabbanan, we should say that Yesh Kinyan. That's a side condition. It's a side condition. That's nothing to do with the intrinsic Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. According to that understanding, Maisa is Daraisa, Bikurim is Daraisa, except for Shemitah. For some side reason, it's dependent upon Yovel. That would not be enough of a reason to apply the principle of Yesh Kinyan. Everyone with me so far? So that we assume l'chol ha'deis, he would not say yeshkinin because of that reason. Bias kolchem is a question. Bizman hazeh is another question. If you hold but l'kedusha zaras, even that's a question. Okay, ad kan so far. Remember with me. Having said all this, we're now ready to start today's shi. We're just reviewing what we said until now. Today she is focused on Rav Chaim, the two Rav Chaims, and we'll start the first one in Afmem Zayin and Aleph of the Sugya of Yesh or Enkin. Let's read the Gemara inside. The words of the Gemara are important. Inside, together. Omar Rabba. Afal pi she'ein kinyan le'akam b'eretz Yisrael lafkiya midei meiser she'nema ki li'aretz likdushas aretz aval yesh kinyan le'akam b'eretz Yisrael lachba b'boros shichanam aretz she'nema Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem, or some of the other. Fine. Rabbi Loza Omer, Afo Pisha Yesh, Kinyan Yakum, Beretz Yisrael, Lafkia, Midei Meiser, Shenemar, Degonchov, Lo Degon Akum, Abel Ein, Kinyan Yakum, Beretz Yisrael, Lachum, Barosh, Shechon Amaris, Shenemar, Hashem, Oretz, Michael Miflagi, Masava Degonchov, Lo Degon Akum, Masava Degonchov, Lo Degon Akum. Zok Rashi, Lo Digon Akum, Shemirchon Akum. We discussed Miruch yesterday. That's the Gemara Malacha. Smooth it out. The pile of wheat. Vehein Shalom of the Goy. Bishas Miruch. True Gemara Malach on the Meiser. Then Miruch Akum Potron. Okay? But other than that, if he bought it earlier, it would not patter. Because he doesn't hold from Digon Chav Lo Digon Akum as such. Only with combination with Digon Chav. That's how Rashi explains. Adka. So the focus of today's comments is the Rambam. The Rambam has a stark expression. Everyone has to take a Rambam, Rabbi Osai. You have to, because the whole shiur is about the Rambam. So you have to have a Rambam one way or another. The back of the Otzer on Shvius, or we have a few of these fancy Frankel Rambams, then they're the regular Rambams. You have to have a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchus Trumas, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. We saw it yesterday, seeing it again today. Goy shekona kaka beretz Yisrael, lo hufka, lo hifkia, min ha-mitzvahs, ala rehi b'kdusha sa. Lefichach, im chaza Yisrael, lo kacha, imenu, eno kikibu shachit, ala mafish trumas, u maizis mevi bikurim, vakol min ha-torah, vakilu lo nimkor, lo goy me'olam, v'yesh l'kinyan, kinyan l'goy b'suriyo, lafki min ha-maizis, u min ha-shvihis, kemo shi yizbor. Now, min ha-torah is bias rishon. Because in the very last halacha, chavav, after 25 halachas, doesn't say boo, Rambam turns over the apple cart. It's all the Rabbanan, since Bayis Sheni. So he says over here, min ha-Torah, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Shlishi, right? We'll be as kulchem again. Okay, but not Bayis Sheni, because the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Let's keep it. But so Surya is different. Surya is different. Surya is different even in Bayis Rishon. Okay, that's going to be a contrast. Fine. The same Rambam is found, it's back to Bikurim. Turn please to Chos Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha, Tes Vav. It's the same concept, because remember the Sugi here quotes Maestris and quotes Bikurim. We discussed yesterday why he mentions Trumas and Maestris. We're not going to that again now. But the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha, Tes Vav, and Chos Bikurim like this. Hamocha Sadeo Legoi, V'chazel Lekocha Mimenu, Hamayz Amevi Mene Bikurim in HaTorah. She'ena nefkas when I mitzvahs b'kinyan agoy. Whoa. Our Gemara said, Mishum tikkun olam. That's the Gemara's kasha. I've also said, Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to know, Toshma, the 10th line, Hamocha sadeh alad okam, kuzuklo kechum mevi bikurum ne tikkun olam. Tikkun olay midorai salo. Gemara says, Shtei tekonis Rav Ashi suggests. Mekora have a maisim midoraisa, but they said they took made a takana not to bring it. They made a takana to bring it again. Not sure. Galata Teretz, but Rav Ashi said it. So one of the riots we passed in Enkim we mentioned yesterday because Rav Ashi went through hoops to the Mishnah shouldn't be against it. Okay, that's this Gemara enough Mem Zayin of Abes. Fine. So the Rambam quotes over here like Ein Kinyan says Menat Chay Menat Torah Zok Deravid. Afal pisha bikur b'shus hagoy. Very nice. Did the Rambam say fakert? Is there a dispute? What's going on over here? Is there an argument? What did the Rambam say differently? Hamoches sadeh legoy v'chazal kacham imenu. What do you mean? Afa pi shebikur b'shus agoy. That's a push up shot. No, Rambam is not clear on this. So let's now wade into the lumdus of Reb Chaim and see how he takes apart a sugya. Ooh, this is a classical case, a good prototype. Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi is this piece. So we'll spend some time on it together. You have time over Shabbos to review it. You have to review it a few times to get it clear. Okay? So he quotes the Rambam in both places, he quotes the Rabbi. Im the Farish Hasaga, the Balahosift Af HaPerish HaBikur B'Shus Nachri Chayav HaBikurim. So the Rambam holds the same way. Because the Rambam wrote in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. We saw until now Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud Aleph. What did Rambam write? Peres Anoch, Anochi, look inside. Aleph Yud Aven Trumas. Shagadu Bekarka Shekana Be'eretz Yisrael. He says, Im Lekochan Yisrael, Acha Shenitlshu, Kodem Shetigomer Malachta Begomer Yisrael, Chayavim Bekol Ben HaTorah. So the Rambam also holds that the Peres were not Hufku Ben HaMitzvahs. Ein Kinyan works both for the Karka and for the Peres. Trumas, Maisis, Bikurim is all the same. The Sugan getting that from Mzai. So there's no machlekas. Oh, but maybe there is a machlekas. Because the Rambam used an expression in both places. We mentioned yesterday, less dramatically in Hilchas Bikurim, but the Rive it is, more dramatically in Hilchas Trumas. But let's see the phrase again. The Rambam's expression in Bikurim, we'll start with that, is, listen please to this expression of the Rambam. He says, She'ena nifkas. What's nifkas going on? Eretz Yisrael, right? Fruit is lashon zachar. And nifkas mitzvah b'kinyan agoy, implying if you're yesh kinyan, the land itself is nifkas v'na kedusha, not just the fruits. And here's even more dramatic, right? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, lefichach imchaz Yisrael lekacham yimenu enik kibush yochid. Wow. That means if you hold Yesh Kenyan, it sounds like it's Kibush Yochid. That means Mamish, the land is like, forgive the expression, it's like Lakewood, Pennsylvania. So the land has lost its status. Reb Chaim used the expression Chutzlars. We saw that yesterday. We don't want to Chalila compare ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, but Reb Chaim said it. I'll read Reb Chaim again. This is what we read yesterday, the opening paragraph. He says, the Rabbi says, no. And of course, Hakarka Gufa Ben HaMitzvah Shtei Kibush Yochid. That's nothing to do with Kinyan Nachrid. No. Only for the fruits. Dugachal or Dugan Nachrid. Same with Bikurim. That's what he means. Avalina Shuye Hal Oretz Chutz Loretz. He said it, not me. Chaim said it. Chutz Loretz. You take a field in the Galil and make it Chutz Loretz. No, don't do it Yesh Kinyan. Even if it's Yesh Kinyan Shal Nachri, it's still Eretz Yisrael. Come on. That's the Machlokes Rambam on the right. That the Rambam holds the Eretz, the fact that the Eretz is Bekdushasa depends upon the Machlokes Yesher and Kinyan. According to the Rambam, for sure, Eretz Yisrael is still Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz Loretz. Only fight about the Peretz. That's an introduction. Rabosi, with me so far? Now we start Reb Chaim with this introduction. According to the Rambam, the only reason that Eretz is Bekdushas, why? Because of Ein Kinyan. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shmami no, we saw the Gemara. Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Shmami no, Yesh Kinyan. What's the case? Yisrael Shalokach Sodom Yaakum, etc., etc., etc. So what do you see? Even if you hold Yesh Kinyan, the Gemara is assuming it's Yesh Kinyan, Afal Pikein, Rabosai. Afal Pikein. What do you see? That even if you hold Yesh Kinyan, it's not called Kibush Yochid. I sold and I got it back Kibush Yochid. No! It pops right back into its status of being an Eretz Yisrael. Clearly, it wasn't Pakach in the first place. How can the Rambam say what he says? Repeat again. The last seven lines of Mem Zayin Amarav. Yisrael shalok achsadam yakum aslo vi yishlish chazam mechor lo mishay vi yishlish chayevis b'maisim. Kohen is chayv. Why? According to the Rambam, when the guy owned it, became like chutz laretz, forgive me. So if I buy it back, it's no better than kibush yochid. Talking about kibush yochid, he didn't say there's no kibush yochid. I just bought it back. It's not the pashup shot in the sugya. Okay. Oh, that's the case. He says it's kibush yochid. It's like chutz laretz. Must be that the kedusha is not puk. And besides that, where in heaven's name may hechi tesi should be chutz laretz? That's a prime going in one direction. It's pure deployment. It's impossible to imagine that Yeshkin achieves that it should be like chutz laretz. Good. What's the other extreme? Other extreme I would say is Yesh Van Kinyan is a din limited to the payers themselves. Has absolutely nothing to do with the karka. Zero. That's the other extreme, right? It's also impossible. It's also impossible. Why is it impossible? A Gemara. It's a Mishnah Demai. A Mishnah. Do you all have? No, you don't have to. See, you all have Mishnayos. The Mishnah Demai talks about someone who rents a field from a goy. Says the Gemara, I who rent the field from a goy have to give Meiser. Baba Metzia Kuf Aleph. Why? Ein Kinyan L'Nachri. What do you see? If Yesh Kinyan L'Nachri. Why? The guy only owns the land. I own the fruits. I rented it from him. If I rent it from him, the fruits are mine. So what do you see? The Yeshkin has something to do with the land. If the land belongs to the guy, then even though I rented it, I don't have to give Maisa. I'm a Furshing above a Metziah. Taf Kuf Aleph. The payers belong to the Jew. It's only on the payers. Nothing to do with anything. Elavadai. And now we're going to start, for those who want to look it up again. We're now starting column 2. It's page Lamed Chesam and Aleph and Chidush Reb Chaim. Okay, it's important that you get it in your heads. This is Reb Chaim's Lashon is now important. Hach Ptua Didaga Nachri Hu Bidin Hafkoas Kedusha Shechayel Ala Karka. Oh. So therefore, the fruits are mine, but the karka belongs to the guy. Wait a minute. But it says the Goncha, Ad Mascha by Bikurim. You see, it's a local din of Truma and Bikurim. What he calls in Briskeries, a din Mesuyim. A din Mesuyim. Okay? A very important Brisker term. It's a local din, a specialized din for this particular case. Not that the karka is like chutz laretz. So what's going on? This is one big tzorach here. Says Reb Chaim, this is all laying the ground for his chiddush nifla. Reb Chaim is absolutely brilliant. Reb Chaim says, but before using his words, you know, sometimes they say in today when they analyze things, is it vertical or is it horizontal? That's just a phrase that's sometimes being used in an analysis. Okay? Reb Chaim is something very similar over here with respect to the machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar. I'll give you his words. Rabba Sover, the Hod and Kinyan Lanachi Beretz Yisrael, who rak the Inyan Kedusha Sa'aretz, have caused our papers. With respect to Mammon, Yesh Kinyan. He can dig Boretz Shichan and Maros. So how does Rabba draw the line? You know, how should we say it? The best possible way to wake up? Render unto God what's to God, unto Caesar what's to Caesar. God is concerned about the Kedusha, and Caesar is concerned about dirt, about money. It's true, we shouldn't go be so crass, but that's how Rabbi seems to hold. The God can dig it up. Kedusha, you can't touch it. Can't touch it. Nothing, zero. Okay, it's very finished. Rabbi Laz has a different distinction. He has no Kenyan Lachba Baboros. What does that mean? With respect to Kedusha Sa'aretz, there is Kenyan. With respect to Mammon, no Kenyan. What is this? This sounds counterintuitive to any Jewish thinking person. What? You have the right to knock out the Kedusha, but not the Mammon? It doesn't sound right to us, right? It's a jarring thought. It's easier to uproot sanctity than to uproot some dollars, some monetary possession. It doesn't sound right to us. So to Rav Chaim, kachi pluktosim. Rava says, ki li haaretz means there's no kinyan for kedusha, now with respect to guf, and now with respect to peiros. All right? We can say that kedusha always remains. Here's we'll call this vertical. You have the world's divided into two parts. There's kedusha, we'll call it the right, you know, as the Sforno says in Baloscha, the Maiminim, that's the people who are learning Torah, that's the kedusha. So on the right, untouchable. The left, mammon, money, complete. A vertical distinction, Rava says. With respect to kedusha, the guy can't touch the fruits, can't touch the ground, can't touch anything. With respect to mammon, you can touch everything. Not only the fruits, but the ground as well. And dig it up. This is Rava. You got with me, Sava? Chaim speaking. Rabbi Lada says no. No. Don't be so spiritual and divide between kedusha and mammon. No, not at all. Be practical, Rabbi Osai. Be practical. Draw a horizontal line. A horizontal line. You draw a horizontal line, the ground's on the bottom, and the fruits are on top. That's the line. Says Rabbi Lazar, like this. With respect to the bottom, the ground, untouchable. He's a tziyani. Karak Eretz Yisrael, untouchable by the guy. Can't touch it at all. Not for kedusha, not even for mammon. You can't dig baruch shichan nemars. What's on top of the line? Dahayinu peiros. Peiros. There, the guy has what? Has a shtickle of bialim. It's only peiros. Yes, zimras oretz, peiros oretz. All right, very nice. Kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. But it's only peiros. Here today, gone tomorrow. Comes to peiros, as Rabbi Lazar. That's where the guy has a kinyan. And therefore, what'll turn out? You can take fruits and uproot their kedusha, even their kedusha. The ground, they can't even dig it up. You follow me? Vertical versus horizontal. Is it against the Gemara? Why? Whoa. Hold on. Let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara says, what does Rabbi Elazar say? Let's read it again. Afal pi sheish kinyan over gachav. Very strong. Lafkir mide meiser de gan chalo de gan akum. Avol ein kinyan la akum. Very strong. Lachma babar shichan amarts. Hashem arts. Period. It's horizontal. You can touch the fruits and up and eliminate the kedusha. Can't touch the ground even for a moment. Ad kan divrei Rav Chaim. Meiridik. The meiridik analysis. Fine. Good. Now we understand. We pass it like Rabba. Rabba says, Ein Kenyan. Right? The answer is, no. No. We say that Eretz Yisrael remains Eretz Yisrael. There's no Amor. There's no Amor. Not neither of them who says that the Eretz Yisrael became like Chutz Laretz. Not Rabba. And not Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi, it's not Chutz Laretz, but the fruit of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Chayv and Maises and Bikurim. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's not Chutz Laretz. You can't dig it up. You sell land in Pennsylvania, you can dig it up. Everyone follow me so far? Just going step by step by step by step by step. Fine. Good. So the Rambam, I'll read you Brisker language. We pass like Rabba. The Gamin, of course, Paperis Gamkein and Kinyan Lenoch Beretz Yisrael. V'chad dina lehu la'peiros v'etzem art. He had the vertical distinction. The chol in kafkos kedusha and kinyan lenochi beretz yisrael kiliyot. Zeh the kailinu harambam biyachad hafkos etzem kedusha art. V'hafkos ha'peiros v'chumos v'maisris Vitalinu Bedino Den Kinyan Nachi Beretz Yisrael. Okay, when the Zel Iku Atam Bishneim. Now you know why we need a pasuk of the Gancha Ad Mascha. Aye, it's only Beretz. No, it's not Chutzlaretz. Meridik. Meridik. Beautiful. See, everyone follow me so far? Now we come with the next brilliant stroke. Brilliant stroke. Why is it so? Why could it be that Kinyan Nachri, in theory, only in theory, what I call in my language, Lu Yitzuyu. Rabbi ever used that language in the yeshivas? Lu Yitzuyu, if we can imagine. Lu Yitzuyu. Lu Yitzuyu, we would accept, how should I say it, the leniencies of both, and say that Yesh Kinyan can work to the bottom vertically, and can work for Kedusha horizontally, if you say both, it would become an effect chutzlarts. So when the Rambam, and where does that come from? What's that having me to come from? He says as follows. It says, Ika Kedusha Sa'aretz, Ayda Yerusha V'Yeshiva, Asha Yarshua V'Secha V'Yerishta. Why? You have to conquer the land. Have to conquer the land. That's Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, not enough to conquer it once. You have to remain in control. You have to remain in control of the land. Therefore, it's theoretically possible to imagine a kinyan nochi of Eretz Yisrael. Then you have course etzim kedusha saaretz to make it like chutzlarts. Because kinyan nochi mol afkia mimenah din yerushas Yisrael. It's no longer in the Jews' hands. Now we understand, Rabbosai, why the Rambam said the reason why ain kinyin is because it's not kibush yachid. He's knocking down a straw man, not Rabbo nor Rabbo Loza. Neither of them holds this way. But if you put together the coolness of both, you can come to an amazing conclusion. That's mamash chutzlorts. And the Rambam say it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not kibush yochid. It's not true. And therefore, we pass in Rabosai, ain kinyan, because Rabosai, listen carefully, please, with respect to kedusha, the land is untouchable. The land is always going to remain Eretz Yisrael. Always going to remain Eretz Yisrael. With respect, you can dig up Boris, yes, but the land with respect to kedusha will always remain Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, you require the specific psukim of the Gancha Vadmascha. Again, the Chazim of Reb Chaim is saying, you need the Gancha and you need Admascha. I repeat again, he says, Kev del Chuliyam alo mola kinyin anochi lafkiya mi'ikyo din Eretz Yisrael mino ulemichsho kechutzlarts. Just for what? Only Chumas or Mises, Ubikurim, Vechadome. We discussed a little bit earlier today, and yesterday at more length. Maybe it cannot uproot the din of Eretz Yisrael with respect to Klaya Kerem and Orla. It's not treated like Pennsylvania. It's Eretz Yisrael. You have the Gancha, you have Admascha, Tanaka, Chumi, you have Tanaka, Bikurim. Presumably, according to one story from the Chazon Ish, because they are mitzvahs, as opposed to Arla, Klai Kerem, and maybe even Shvius, which are primarily Yisurim. Totally or primarily Yisurim. Ad Khan. It's Meridik. It's a beautiful pshat. Ah, fantastic. And the Raiva disagrees? Maybe disagrees. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. What the Raiva only said three words. What do you want? How could I? The Reb Chaim created out of the Rambam a whole new Torah. But the Raiva, it's even harder to figure out. He only said three words. So Reb Chaim has a couple of suggestions in the Raiva. We said before, the Raiva held that Kinyan Nachri has nothing to do with Esim Kedusha Saharetz. Why? Ivy Rishni B'Shaftaba. That's a one-time experience. Once you had Yerishti Yashavtaba, lasts forever. even though a guy bought it. Or, even if you want to say you always need Yerusha Yisrael, doesn't depend upon Kenyan, depends upon Eretz Yisrael Bichlal. Well, perhaps the Rav is not really arguing. He's only arguing in the Lamdus. And why did he wait till Hilchos Bikurim? Because in Hilchos Bikurim, let's read the Lashon Hilchos Bikurim. It's better to argue there. Why? You have Hilchos Bikurim, your Rambam? Look it up. One more time. Bikurim Beis Tezvov. What did Rambam say? Hamocha Sadeh Legoy V'chazol Kachem Imenu. Because it may be Menu Bikurim Min HaTorah. Shein Defkas Min HaMitzvahs Kekinyan HaGoy. He only talks here about Karka. Here the Ravid says, no. What I'm trying to tell you in those three words, have a Pishu Bikurim Min HaGoy, six words, is to really tell you that you're off, Rambam. Nothing to do with the karka. Nothing to do with the karka. It's in the papers. So why didn't he say the Nuchas Trumas? Because the Nuchas Trumas, Rambam spoke about both. He spoke about the papers, Mafish Trumas from Isis, and also about the karka. So he went to Nuchas Bikurim. Now Rabosai, Adkan, we can stop right here. If Chaim would stop here, we would stop here. A beautiful Shtikl Torah, Musik Midvash. Boston Midrash. Any question before I go further? Any question on Reb Chaim, what he said? If you have questions, just review it again. If you have still questions, review it again.
The Shita HaDokah that the Rambam speaks about, is that Shita HaDokah like the Rambam, like
or on that piece? No, that's part of the question that we just discussed. But according to this, if the Rambam objects, his main objection is why even mentioning a Havamina, that which seems to treat a guy's land that he bought in Israel as chutzlar. Chas v'shalom lehaskir. No one held that way. So Reb Chaim says, you're right, Reb. No one held that way. But if you put together the straw man of the combinations of both, someone would have held that way, and his comment is to exclude that possibility. Ad kan, first half of Reb Chaim. Fine. Then he goes on. That's going to be a little bit more complicated, but hang in, we'll give a very brief summary of it. Because, you know, in order to knock out the Kedusha, I'll read you what the Rabbi is saying. Nay, didn kinyan nokri shayach gam lafkia etzem kedushas haaretz, then Yerushas Yisrael shabo, yeah. Aval azeh harei beinon, davka kinyan cholot litzmisus. The only way to completely remove the sanctity of the sanctified land is you have a monetary acquisition which is forever. Then I can understand it a little bit. Only one thing, can't do it. Why can't you do it? It says in Pasuk. It should be quoted over here on your side of the Gemara if you have the new Gemaras anyway. V'oretz lo simocha letzmisus ki li aretz. Pashas Bahar, Torah or Hashalim quotes it. So therefore, it's inconceivable, Rambam, to talk about a possibility that there is going to be a guy who's going to buy land. We're talking about the hoary days of Baris Rishon. A guy's going to buy land, and by buying this land, it's going to knock out the Kedusha. He didn't buy it, really. Only bought it for 50 years. Great. What would Rambam say? Yeah, it's a typical Reb Chaim. It goes back and forth. That's his first shtickle to explain what the Rabbi is driving at. That being the case, that's paragraph Yesh Loma. Paragraph Lefizet, the second column, of page 38. The Tamayo, the Angla Shitasu. We all know there's no Yovel. Everyone knows that. The Rambam says, you need Bias Kulchem. I, Truman doesn't say so. This is the famous source of Reb Chaim. You must say, based on Rashi and Ksubas Chafei. Trumas u'maisus mit l'tolim b'minin shnos ha-shmita. So kisavo b'shmita applies to trumas u'maisus. Zok the heiliger Reb Chaim, shmita v'yovo, you need b'yaz kulchem, avada, that's where it comes from. So Yerusha Shnia, there was no Yovel for two reasons. One, no koyo shvei aleho. And two, no b'yaz kulchem. The Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Ravid says, b'yaz kulchem was only required for challah. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara in Ksubas Chafei before Reb Chaim revolutionized the Gemara as per the Beis Halevi citation. But if you look at the Pashup Shad, it's limited to challah. As the Ravid says, no. Yisa la hamilsa, b'chalo d'yisa. B'chalo d'yisa. I quote Reb Chaim. Im kain, according to the Ravid, memeila l'didei gam shmita v'yovel, ain't tzarech b'yaz kulchem. I there's no yovel nowadays. That side detail. Koyo shveh oleho. That has the briskies. V'arei choluk hachdina de b'yaz kulchem me'achdina de koyo shveh. Dahach de koyo shveh o ain't a ptura be'etzem ha'karka shimufkas midin yovel. No. Rak the ptura be'kiyam ha'yovel. The karka's untouched. But b'yaz kulchem is a ptur be'etzem ha'karka. The karka is mufkas from chiyah shvita v'yovel. How do you know? Because b'yaz kulchem ha'kol toli boser shas b'yav yerusha. The Rambam says so. Ksubas chafei. Fine. Chalav is manazez the Rabbana. Why? Shem ki askinu Ezra lav kulu solik. And it means even if later on the whole everyone came, which is a question whether it's true or not, it still wouldn't help. But koyo shvel, no, could flit in and out. Erechin lebeis, mishagolu, shevet ruven, shevet godachas, shevet menashe, batla yovlus. Uch shechazru, chazru yovlus. Flits in, flits out. It's not even in the Yerusha at all. Toli b'shaito. You have koyo shvel, yovel. Not. Meiler, I both say it like this. Oh. The fizeh, the Rambam and the Ravid, you understand. That we said it according to the Ravid, lo yuchal lios kinyan nachri lafkia etzem dushas arts. Why? Shum the kol zman shibik dushasa. Hare ein ba kinyan shol tzmisus. Aye, we no longer have yovel. He says, no. Ze poshut. To me it's not so poshut. To Reb Chaim it's poshut. Listen to the words of Reb Chaim. Ze poshut. Listen to every word. What's poshut to Reb Chaim? Ze poshut. The hard law no go shmita v'yovel b'yirusha shniya ain't no get klal lachdina shel v'aretz lo simachol etzvisus u'mishim din koyo shver en ha'sheach rak etzem nir v'kiyam ha'yovel but kinnish shel smitzus is still not. That's a fascinating man of kamina ema say sheyia yovel tachza lebo'leha. Can you imagine that? Listen to this. I sell your land. How much are you selling it for? $1 million. So much money. Yeah, well, we have no yovel nowadays. It's yours forever. What'll happen? We'll pay $1 million. And the Mashiach will come. We'll have yovel. Let's give it back. They'll say, Mekach Tos. Why don't you make Mekach Tos? Don't you say every day, Achak Lebechoy Mashiach Yovel? You're taking your chances. Reb Chaim didn't say it that way. Follow? So the sale is inherently limited by the chance. I don't want to use the word outside chance. Chalila says really. Kol yom sheyovel. Yes, the actuary, he'll take an outside chance. Okay. That Mashiach's in the common to be a yovel. So it's limited fundamentally. Oh. So according to the Ravid, so the land itself is not mufka shmita yovel. They'll come in the next 40 years, they'll take away the kark. So launch the machal etzmizis. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, impossible to imagine the Rambam's straw man. Because you can't sell it. It's impossible. It's going to come back by Yovel. But the Rambam, the Shitoso, need Bias Kuchem. We no longer have Shmita of Yovel, but Etzem. So therefore, Gamachtina, the Varos, the Chimach, the Tzvisus, Einbo. It's called the Rambam. What will happen? If you sell land, Mashiach comes. We get it back. Sounds like that. When you sold it, this sold it didn't apply. No? Well, fakert. The other way around. when you sold the land, how should we say? Simchai doesn't give that exact lush. I don't want to put words into his mouth. I'll just read what he says. Maybe you wouldn't get it back. The rival of Tamei doesn't need to be as kulchem. So with Eretz Mikdushasa, there's no kinyan cholot. So he has against the Rambam. Lafkos etz Mikdushasa kaka. Lo tzrichon the Tamei kinyan nachim Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, there's no kinyan cholot. No smisus. So there's no kinyan amafkim Mikdushas arts. This is shop. This is shop. Ad kan Reb Chaim. If you didn't get the second twist, okay. But if you want, you can chazer over. The last part I'm leaving out. Although you'll say, why am I leaving out? I still have more time. I said, to say it's devoted to Reb Chaim, there's another Reb Chaim. There's another Reb Chaim. And now let's discuss Reb Chaim in Duchas Bikurim. And you'll have to figure out yourselves, is he saying the same thing on the fundamental issues, or perhaps something different? Or he's saying two different things in Duchas Bikurim. They're two... Same as Reb Chaim and Hilchos Trumas had two parts. The first was a Pashup Shah. The second was learn the Ravid of the Shitoso by Bias Kuchen. That's a sharp. That's almost not even brisk. But okay. But it's a little bit of Derech HaPilp with the second part of Reb Chaim. But the first part is Gor Brisk. Now Hilchos Bikurim, it goes in a different way. Watch this. Hilchos Bikurim, he quotes something which is very important and it's going to lead into Sunday Shir. Very, very important. I mean, critical for Shemitah. Here so far, I don't do a Shemitah. It's just introductory. Now we're getting close to home. This one of Bikurim is much closer to home. Oh. Rabosai. Let us see the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim. Let's take a look. So you all have the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Bikurim. Who quotes a Mari Kurkus. Those who have the Frankel Rambam can look at the Mari Kurkus. He'll tell me, he says one more line more than the Kesef Mishnah has. He'll tell me where it is. It should be easy to find. Perek Bey, everyone look please in Perek Bey's and Nuchos Bikurim, Halacha Tetzvav. Please look inside. We already read the Rambam. Let's read the Kesef Mishnah. Kosav Mari Kurkus. V'nira de Rabbeinu l'tamei ozel. Shum beforesh masha amu sham, and kinyan legoy beretz Yisrael lafkia, hainu im chazar Yisrael vekana hasadim. Kimosha kosav perek al bichas trumas halachayud, ulekach kosav kan, ulekvechazar ulekacha mimen. Shesover abenu, the brisa bahachi mairi. Okay, so far so good. Uveshabikru birshus hagoi. That was the Ravid's three words. Yeah. The Ravid says you're certainly chayav in that kind of a case. Zok the Cheskesef Mishnah. Efshar. The dummy the perish and ismarcha birshus hagoi. Shein Yisrael akona chayav. Maybe you're not chayav. Maybe the fact that Rambam is arguing on the Ravid. Maybe he's arguing on the Ravid, Rabosai. He has the line at the bottom. You saw the line of Marie Kukas? Efshar hoya lechalek, ben bikru l'inyan bikurim, the smach l'inyan meiser, and the shrabbeinu lochilik. So that's why he was the word Efshar. The second half of the Efshar is only found in the Marie Kukas proper, left out by the Kesef Mishnah. Atkan Rabosai is a very important source. Having said this source, we now get to discuss very important stuff. So we should really see the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Trumas, as what we saw yesterday, see it again today, because that's what he's referring to over here. Now, of course, the Mari Kurkus refers to himself in Hilchos Bikurim. Only, in Hilchos Trumas, only one problem. We don't have it. The Mari Kurkus in Hilchos Bikurim, in our print, and the Frankel Rambam has whatever we have, the Mari Kurkus in Hilchos Bikurim, the first one that I can see is Perek Gimel Halacha Tezayin. Apparently we lost the first part. Oh, it's so sad to say. Actually, not the whole last part. Chosam Mikan If you look in the Frank Rambam, he tells it to you on page Kuf Lamed Tes. Lo Mari Kurgus in Perak Av Alocha Hey, and then Chosam Mikan Adin Tezayin Pergimel V'Chaval Diavdom. We're missing it. If you find a Mari Kurgus in a library somewhere, your travels, make sure to get a hold of it. And we can publish it for the next edition of the Frank Rambam. You also, you're into these things. So you find a Mari Kurgus, publish the Ksav Yad. Okay, we missed it. So it's mamish chaval. It would be so enlightening for us what he said. We don't have it. What can we do? We don't have it. We have to do the best we can. But we do have a case of Mishnah that we do have. Halaf Yud. So what did he say? What did he say? Oh, no one showed me your Mishnayos Bekiyos when you were. No one told where the Kama Mishnayos were. I was expecting you to tell me by now. Okay. What did he say over here? The Rambam says, like this, we pass an ein kinyan. Either a mishnayis that say yesh kinyan. No, hasam. When is the yesh kinyan? B'shalo chaza lekacha mimenu yisro. Rabbeinu Mari shachaza lekacha mimenu yisro. K'mavu b'dvarav. Chayin akon mimenu peres mirchan yisro k'besamach. Halacha yiralf. The million-dollar question is, what? What did he buy back? He bought back the land. Then and only then we say, "En kinyan," or it's sufficient that he brought back the fruit. That itself is enough of a reason to say, "En kinyan." This is a major, major issue. I repeat, because the Mishnah is very, very terse. He says that the Rambam says, "En kinyan," but there are Mishnayos that say, "Yesh kinyan." No problem. No problem. We pass in Yesh Kinyan when? B'shalo chazal l'kachem imenu yisro. You didn't buy it back. What do you mean buy it back? Buy it back the land? Even though you bought back the fruit? It's still Yesh Kinyan? No. You didn't buy anything back at the critical moment. That's a very complex question, which the main man of it is Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman is a sefer called Madani Aretz, I have it in front of me. Madani Eretz is printed by Reb Shlomo Zalman as a very young man. Tov Shin Dalet. Erev Shemitah. He had a skamas from Gdolei Ador. Tov Shin Dalet. He was 34 years old. Haskamas from Gdolei Olam is unbelievable. Reprinted in 1972. Okay. That's already what? That's how many years later is that? That's 1944, 1970, 28, 4 Shemitahs later. Okay. Halsofas in the back of Shlomo Meiridik. It was just now reprinted posthumously. But you know what? They eviscerated the Sefer. It's no longer politically correct to talk about what we call the Heter Mechira. This is now a collector's item. So much so, I want to give credit where credit is due, but I called up Rabbi Shapiro in the library and said, you know, I want to take this out, but I took it out 20 years ago. We learned Shemitah, 3 Shemitahs ago. Can't take it. It's on reserve. Why is it on reserve? He's a good librarian. The new one doesn't have it anymore. This is a collector's item. He did me a big favor, a special favor, that since I'm not representing myself, but the entire Tzibur of Moreh Shekola, he took the reserve thing, peeled it off, and knocked it off in his computer there, and gave it to me. Only his chus that we have. So a large chunk of this of the discussion is this very point, that there were those who understood the Ketzer Mishnah Kipshuto, Lekacha, referring to you bought the land back. If you didn't buy the land back, Yesh Kinyan, that's completely, I shouldn't say, nearly impossible to sustain. I'm sure that's not what he meant. He meant you bought the fruit back. Even then we say, Ein Kinyan, okay. Depends when you bought it back exactly. Even if you never bought the land back, that's a whole 5 pages in this safe. It's giving you some comic attractions. Okay, we're going to go slow. So now we only have 3 minutes to go. Let me make an initial statement. We're not going to finish up Chaim and Ilchus Bikurim today. Can't do it in 3 minutes. Impossible. Let's give you again a brief summary of what Chaim is driving at over here in Ilchus Bikurim. Watch. So the prime like this. You cannot necessarily compare Bikurim to Trumas and Maisus. Why? Why? When the Rambam, when the Kesef Mishnah said Nechaz Bikurim, Bikur B'Shus Nachri, Dinam Kinis Machri B'Shus Nachri, that's the second reason given by the Kesef Mishnah from the Mari Kurkus, that Bikur B'Shus Nachri is part of Bikurim, against the Ravid. Why? Shem Dehavei Kinis Machri B'Shus Nachri, the Pshita, the Pata, the Chuliyama, even if you hold Ein Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says, Halach Yud Aleph, we just saw Peiris Atzmat Shagodle B'Shus Nachri U'Mirchan Yisrael Chayavim. Oh, here's the word Reb Chaim. And we'll have to taste it, and Sunday we'll start again, Reb Chaim. Dafka Sham Chozrin U'Mischayvin Ayadei Miruach. And here comes the title for Sunday Shir. Perik Dalad and Shmita V'Yovel Halacha Chavtes in the Kesef Mishnah. That's going to be the main focus of next week's shiur. I'm going to just give a very brief, 1 minute synopsis of what's going on over here. Trumas and Maisus, we said before, has two magical moments. Havo Ashlish, Onos and Maisus, and Miruach. It's possible that Miruach, what we call, is called a Mechayev. So it's critical what happens at the moment of Miruach. If at the moment of Miruach, it belongs to Yisrael, that creates a Chiv. There's no analog when it comes to Bikurim, nor with respect to Shvi'is. There is no other time. Whatever the time happens to be, call it Nigmar, call it Shavua Shlish, whatever fruit has its own. There's so many different Chanata, there's Shlish, there's so many different, I'm not going to all the Pratim now. It's an agricultural milestone. When it reaches that milestone, that's the moment, the magical moment. There's only one magical moment when it comes to Bikurim, and when it comes to Shvi'is. Trumas and Maisa have a second magical moment. What's that? Miruach. So it's possible, that's unique, this then, if you buy it back, and Yisrael does Miruach afterwards, Yechayev is unique to Trumas and Maisus. Would not apply to Bikurim, and presumably not to Shvi'is either. That's going to be the whole saving grace of Yosef Karo in his epic battle. I'm using the word without exaggeration. In his epic battle with the Mabit. They were contemporaries. We have Mabit. It's on my desk. Shuvas Mabit. Epic battle. Fight to the finish. I use the word to the finish literally. There are those who claim that Rav Yosef Karo backed out at the end. And the Chida, do you have a Birka Yosef here in camp? I don't think so. Says it's not true. Till his last breath, Rav Yosef Karo didn't back out. Because he made a cherim against the Mabit in the Shemitah of Shin Lamed Aleph. And he passed away in Shin Lamed Hey. It's going to get levitic on Sunday, Rav Yosef. We have to stop now, too bad. You know, it's like the old, those westerns, and it always stops at the most exciting part. So come tune in tomorrow for the next episode. Okay.